All right, let's pray. Jump in this lesson on tonight. Dear y'all, we just glorify you and bless your name. Right now we seek just wisdom and understanding on tonight, and we bless you in advance for it. We thank you for your spirit. We just bless you to give us the wisdom, as always, just to put everything we understand into action. And we just thank you. In the name of Yehoshua, we pray. Amen. Just a quick announcement. This coming Sabbath service, you know, everything will be back to normal, so to speak. But what I do ask everyone to do is, you know, just take whatever precautions you need in order to, feel comfortable being, you know, back in service and things like that. And also, if anyone is not feeling well, you know, we just ask you to stay at home, you know, for whatever reason or another until you start feeling better, because there's just so many things that's out there and so many things that are going on now. We just have to take, you know, all the precautions that's necessary in order to make sure that everyone is being careful and also being safe. We're not, you know, doing these things out of fear. We're just doing it out of wisdom and things like that. And especially, you know, when there are things that could possibly be contagious and stuff like that, we just want to make sure we take all the precautions, because we live in a different world today, and things will never be the same as it was. And we have to make those adjustments, and we'll have to continue to make adjustments as things become necessary. Speaking of the adjustments, though, you know, I don't know if everyone know, I pretty much figure everyone does, but they have passed, I think FDA has passed one of the vaccines. And that was one of the things that, that was really being pushed, because when, you know, FDA, would pass, or when FDA passed something, then it gives companies and other forms of systems and things like that the liberty to make decisions on certain protocols or criteria as far as jobs are concerned, your jobs are concerned, you know, careers, however way you want to look at it. And what it does, there are decisions that could be made that goes against what you desire to see take place as far as your life is concerned. And one of the things that I always say is this, and I do this just to stay neutral. I have a personal opinion about the vaccine for me, but at the same time, I don't come at a person in a way to where if it's something that they decide they want to do, that I'll turn around and say, no, you shouldn't do that and all that. If you really want to do it, you know, that's your business. If you ask my opinion, then I'm going to give you my opinion based upon what I understand at that particular time. And even when you look at things that has been passed by FDA before, in the past, it's been a lot of things they passed and then turned around and came back later and said that it it wasn't okay, you know, after they said it was okay. So, you know, with it being that they have approved this vaccine as such a you know, quick, you know, short period of time, then that's the cause for concern as far as I'm concerned. And when I look at the information that's out there, it seems like it is given, and I'm just saying what has me cautious. You know, the reason why I'm cautious about it is because a lot of information that is being revealed through other people that are saying that certain things they are experiencing from getting what they call a stick, then it causes concerns. Because you know it's like this: if you telling, you know, if everybody's saying that, you know, I like barbecue, so if everybody's saying that the barbecue is good, and you don't have not one person that said, well, I didn't like it, then it called me to have some concern. Because I'm like, okay, why everybody, you know, somebody don't like something, and they, if they don't like it, you ought to be able to look at the reason why they don't like it. You know, we like some, you know, some people like stuff and some people don't. But it seems like there are efforts being made to remove the information or to discredit the people, doctors or whatever, who are coming forth saying this is the problem and this is why it's a problem and things like that. And so because of that, that makes me personally say, I'll wait. You know, I'll wait, and we'll see how this thing materializes over a period of time. And so that's just my perspective. But if someone does it, I don't turn around and be, woo-wee, you know, you. No, if you done it, then that's your business. And I feel like a person ought to have the freedom of choice to do what they want to do as far as that is concerned. If they want to do it, fine. And those who want to do it, you know, don't be trying to criticize everybody else who don't want to do it. And then those who don't want to do it, don't turn around and criticize those who do it. Let every man be persuaded in his own mind. And that's how I look at it from that perspective. And just to encourage you in that area, you know, don't do anything out of fear. And, you know, as I mentioned here recently, don't do anything out of fear, and don't do anything out of thinking that if I do this, then I'm going to be protected, because there's evidence that is out there that shows that even having the vaccine is still not protecting people from getting it. You know, like the same way the flu shot doesn't protect you from getting the flu. You know, it may in some cases lower the odds, but it still doesn't protect you. Well, when you look at the perspective as far as the flu is concerned, there are things that that we know to do that can lower the odds of us catching the flu. That you can do natural things, and there are certain things that you can do to take care of your physical body that can lower the odds. So, you know, to those who take the shot, flu shot, to lower their odds, or the vaccine to lower their odds, that's your business. But I don't feel like, you know, because, you know, that's your business of what you do, then you should turn around and now try to force me to do something that I don't want to do, and I'm taking other natural precautions. You know, it's just is what it is. So I want to address some things as far as that is concerned in a little bit more detail, just so that you'll have you know, an understanding and being encouraged and dealing with these things. You know, it's going to continue to go in these directions, and you know, more things are going to happen in the days to come, and the scriptures has prepared us for these things. Okay, I did a writing a few days ago, and I'm just going to kind of flow along the lines of that writing, and it's to encourage you, you know, you know, because there's so much going on, just to encourage you, and you have to understand who you are. And so I want to deal with the scripture where it starts out, I'm going to just start out dealing with the spirit of fear. And 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, just so that you can understand how this works as far as the spirit of fear is concerned. And then we'll take a look at some other things when we line up to Yah and just trust him. That's the bottom line. We got to be, I just heard this by the spirit, is you know, the real church is going to stand up. Will the real church stand up? This is what we're seeing. The true church is going to stand up. Everybody else is going to crumble with all this stuff that's going on. But 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 says, "For Yah hath not given us the spirit of fear." Fear is a spirit. Now, when you see the word spirit, we have to understand what spirit of fear is from Yah's perspective, not you know, ours. So as you look at it here, it says pneuma, it says carrying of air. Okay, the same thing as far as Genesis chapter 1 is concerned. And so when we look at the spirit, all the scriptures that shows it deals with the mind. You see the mind at the bottom of the definition? So the way that Yah's spirit deal with us is, you know, we get an enlightenment. All scripture is given by inspiration, which is God breathed, and let you know it's by the Spirit. So that if all scripture is given by inspiration of Yah, I'll just put up another Bible and just look at that also. So 2 Timothy 3:16 says all scripture is given by inspiration of Yah. When you look at the word inspiration to show you how the spirit works, when you look at the word inspiration of Yah, it says breathe in. When we get understanding of the scriptures, or when we enlighten in one facet or another, it is the spirit of Yah breathing on us. Yes. It's Yah's breath, it's the wind, it's the spirit. And so it gives us an understanding of it. So when we're inspired by Yah, is that we have breathed in, and the influence from the breathing in takes place with the mind. That's why, you know, I wanted to go here and look at 2 Timothy 3:16 to show you that it's inspiration of Yah, so it's breathed in. Well, Yah said, "I didn't give you the spirit, the pneuma." In other words, I don't breathe in you fear. I don't impart into you fear. I don't inspire you with fear. And so when there's a fear, you know, obviously we have a reverence. We reverence Yah, but you know, that's not the fear that we're talking about here. So he said, "I don't give you the spirit of fear." And let's just deal with the word fear, timidity. And you go back and look at other words, it says timid, faithless. So anytime we're operating in fear, that's why I always say that fear is the gauge to let us know that we're not trusting Yah. Doubt, fear, that same category. I said when we doubt, it's fear associated. When we doubt something, it's timidity, it's fear associated. It's faithless, it's fearful. And so that's why I always say that. Yah, when you doubt, it's your gauge. That's to let you know. I don't care what you're doubting about. If you're doubting about whether you can be you know, delivered from COVID, whether you catch it or not. If you're doubting, then that's fear. That's faithless. That's timidity, fearful. So Yah said, I don't breathe in. I don't inspire you with fear. So wherever we're fearing, if we're fearing anywhere, wherever it is the gauge to let us know something is wrong. Something's wrong. I'm not trusting Yah now. Because we are the children of the Most High Yah, and we got to put our trust in Him. And so He tells us now, since we understand that the scriptures are inspired by Yah, just to sit up just to lay the foundation for this. And so Yah says again, 2 Timothy 1:1-7, for Yah hath not given us the spirit of timidity, the spirit to be fearful. Now, since it's the spirit now, look at the definition again, because you got to know how the spirit works now. The spirit works, Yah breathed on us to influence the mind. You see mental disposition in the middle of the screen? Mental disposition. You see mind at the bottom. It says the rational soul. So when the scripture talks about the heart of the man, it is this very spirit of the man, or the mental disposition of the man. The heart of the man is the mind. So Yah said, I don't put fear in your heart. The mind. I don't put fear in your heart. The one in the chest just pumped the blood. You know, pump the blood and oxygen and all these different things. That's His purpose. So when the scripture starts talking about the heart, it's talking about the mental disposition, the spirit of the man. Okay, the rational soul. That's why it says human rational soul, the mental disposition. And so as it starts dealing with these things, it is giving us an understanding of what the spirit is. It says superhuman, but these are people who are given definitions because they think that, you know, it's the third person of the Godhead. No, it's the wind. It's the breath of Yah. Okay, the spirit is not a person. The spirit is the source by which Yah inspires us. It's the source by which all things live. Okay, so we have to understand properly what the Bible calls the spirit. Okay, so He says, I haven't given you the spirit of fear. He said, but this is what I have given you, though. I've given you power, force, ability. I've given you strength. Okay? I've given you the ability to cause some miraculous thing to take place. Miracles, power. Miraculous power. He says, but I've given you power. I've given you love, unconditional. Okay? It's agape. It's unconditional now. I've given you love. And then He says a sound mind. Now when we look at a sound mind, it's self-control. It's discipline. It's discipline. When we operate in fear, look what happens. We don't operate in power. We don't operate in love. And we don't operate in self-control. Some of the most craziest people to be around is a person who is not self-controlled because of fear, who is out of control because of fear. Okay? And so Yah is saying, He said, okay, I didn't give you the spirit of fear, He said, but I gave you power, love, and of a sound mind. I gave you self-control to make of a sound mind, discipline, correct. Teach to be sober, okay? Be sober, be vigilant. So we have to be aware. So when we get to the point to where our mind is cloudy, a lot of times that's fear associated. Well, I can't think. It's fear associated. Even when I was coming up as a kid, you know, playing sports and things like that, the reason why I was someone that they always would go to in certain situations was because I was always calm. And so the way that my mind works is, the crazier things are, the more calm I am. It's like It's like I become sound minded. I'm self controlled. I don't, you know, you got some people driving down the road and a fly or something fly in the car, a wasp or whatever, and they'll tear up the car and try to jump out of the car and all that from a little bitty wasp because of this of fear. Okay? And so people do a lot of foolish things because of fear. And so it's vitally important for us to understand that when we operate in that, is the gauge to let us know that we're not trusting Yah. So back to what's going on as far as society is concerned. Do not do anything based upon fear, because if you do, you're going to make a mistake. Whether it's taking a stick or whether it's taking anything else, whether it's falling in line with certain agendas that's being done, if we do it based upon fear, we're going to always make a mistake. Keep self-control. Keep the power of Yah. Okay? Keep self-control. Keep the power of Yah. Walk in love. Keep all those things in focus, because we know that Yah didn't give us a spirit of fear. Okay? Now, with those things in mind, this is why it's important for us to understand that Yah hasn't given us a spirit of fear. Okay? So when we look at Isaiah 54 and 17 now, and I'm going into the writing that I did, just so that we can have a clear understanding on why I wrote it, and then we can operate in this as a church, and we can teach our loved ones to do the same. Okay. Now, as we look at this initially, the title of it was "No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper," and then I said, "No instrument." Because that is a weapon. No instrument that is determined against the people of Yah shall be effective. Now, what's important for us to understand is Isaiah 54 is talking to Israel. Okay? That's the subject matter. But at the same time, we understand that all those who are willing to be obedient, or as the scripture says, righteousness, they can experience the same thing. But to stay within the contextual meaning of the verse, there is a guarantee that we as the nation of Israel have. We have a guarantee that that no weapon, no instrument that is formed against us shall prosper. So just to deal with this as far as the concerns about the vaccine and things like that, if the vaccine is being used as a weapon, because you have all kinds of things that's going on out there, you know, you have people that, you know, giving opinions saying this, you have other people that are saying it's okay. So I'm just saying, just for the sake of understanding, if it is a weapon, I'm not concerned. And the reason why I'm not concerned is because if ever there came a day where it was a requirement for everyone to do it, then I or we now walk in understanding, knowing that if this is an instrument, it doesn't prosper. If this is an instrument, it's not going to be successful. Why? Because our trust is in Yah. And we know who we are as the children of the Most High. Now, in order to really start to see this now, again, I said, no instrument that is determined against the people of Yah shall be effective. No instrument now. Look at it across the board, because they have been trying. What I mean by they, I'm talking about the beast. What I mean by the beast, I'm talking about nations who have ruled the world for generations, has tried to remove the name of Israel out of the land. They have always tried to destroy us as a nation of people. And because of who we are and what's prophesied here according to the scriptures, we are to understand that any instrument that is used, you know, that's formed against us will not succeed. It will not be effective. So if it comes down to me having to do something against my will, there's a law that's passed, and me having to do something against what I desire to do, then I know that whatever I am required to do, then nothing is going to be effective as far as I'm concerned. And you have to think the same way. And you have to have faith in Yah the same way. Here's why now. Verse 17 says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Yah. And their righteousness is of me, saith Yah. Now, when you look at the word heritage now, the word heritage here says inherited, heirloom. Y'all see it? Possession. In other words, when you look at this heritage, that no weapon formed against us will be effective, it is something that's been passed down to us. We've been inherited. It's not that we were special in order to get it. It's that it is something that Yah has given us because he's established his righteousness in us. Okay? Now, in order to see this fully, we have to go back up to verse 14. Because this is not applying to everybody. What's going on? There are some people who should be wary, but not us. Because verse 14 says, in righteousness shall I be established. What's going on? Now, when you look at the word established, it means to stand. Let's look at it here. It says to be erect, i.e. stand, perpendicular. Okay, to sit up. See these words here. You go down to the bottom, it says establish, be stable. At the bottom, it says stand, tarry. So in righteousness is the only thing that's going to allow us to be able to stand against any weapon. You can't stand because you're cute. You can't stand because, you know, you do all the right things as far as, you know, exercise and diet and all these kind of things. Although that is a part of operating within the laws of Yah. That's righteousness. But at the same time, the righteousness, remember, it's not anything that we've earned. We have been made the righteousness of Yah. And those who have been made the righteousness of Yah now obey the laws of Yah. The laws don't make us righteous, but at the same time, because we are righteous, we obey the law. Because I'm righteous, I obey Leviticus 11. Okay? I don't obey Leviticus 11 in order to be righteous, because it doesn't make me righteous. I'm righteous. We are righteous because of our faith. Our faith in Yah through Christ. Christ is the source by which we have been redeemed back to the Father. We're saved by grace. It is the gift of Yah. So that righteousness now, that's why it says down here, it says, of the Lord and their righteousness is of me. Our righteousness is of Yah. It's something that Yah has given to us. So since he's given it to us, in him now, in his righteousness, or when you look at the word righteousness, it says rightness, justice, okay, morally, justice. So he's saying when you operate morally justice, in that morally justification, Yah said, I guarantee you something. You're going to be able to stand. This separates the real stuff from the fake stuff. When you start dealing with Isaiah 54 verse 14. Because that is not for real. That is not for real. In the days that we're living in and the things that's happening, is not going to be able to stand. Only in moral and righteousness we're going to be able to stand through what's going on nowadays. Now, to balance that, Yah does everything in this time. You know, if y'all want us to live, we're going to live. If y'all want us to die, we're going to die. It's just how it is. Yah giveth and he taketh away. Yah is the source by which all things exist. When you look at the bottom line, he's the source. Okay? That's why when I was going through, reminding you again of when I was going through that sickness for a whole year, I went to Yah, and I was fine with it if that's what he wanted to do. Yahshua. Be quiet. And I was fine with it if that's what he wanted to do. I went to Yah. I was like, okay, Yah, if you wanna take my life, if that glorify you in taking my life, then let your will be done. On the other hand, if you're glorified in me remaining and being an example that you can still have trust in Yah while you're going through things, then let me go through that also. You know, in other words, y'all let your will be done. And whichever way it is, if he had taken me back then, I'm fine with that. As long as he glorified. That's my bottom line. I glorify him in him taking my life. I glorify him in him allowing me to live. Bottom line, he still gets the glory. Okay? So in that righteousness, this is what we have to understand. This is going to be the dividing line. This was going to separate the wheat from the tares, so to speak. The righteous from the unrighteous. This was gonna, it's separated. You're gonna start seeing the righteous stand, and you're gonna start seeing the unrighteous fall. In righteousness shall I be established. Established means to stand. It says, thou shalt be far from oppression. What is oppression? Fraud, distress, unjust gain, extortion, things deceitfully gotten. He said, you're going to be far from that. Okay? For thou shalt not fear, that word again, to fear morally. Okay? There is a fear that is reverent, you see, to revere, but he's saying thou shalt not. So that's not the revere he's talking about. Okay? He's talking about the spirit of fear, as we dealt with. I haven't given you the spirit of fear. Thou shalt not ever fear. Why? Because you are established based upon righteousness. You're good based upon righteousness. You're going to stand based upon righteousness. So, you know, you oppression shall be far from you. You shall not fear. You shall also be delivered from terror, ruin, destruction. For it shall not come near. When you look at the word near, it says for whatever purpose. To approach you for whatever purpose. So if the weapon, as I mentioned in verse 17, if the stick is a weapon, it will not come nowhere near us. I got complete confidence in that. You'll be surprised the things that have been done as far as this wicked society is concerned that was meant to take us out, and yet we still are established. They put it in the atmosphere, they chemtrailing, they doing all kinds of stuff. We still standing. So now they're coming up with different things in order to cause different issues, and they're saying, you know, it come from the sea. It don't matter where you say it come from. I don't fear it. Because I'm established. And then in the same way I was sick for a whole year, if Yah does for whatever reason or another allow me to have it, if I do catch COVID just for the sake of conversation, I am still established. Watch me come out. You got to be sure of your righteousness. And no matter what happened, you can't operate in this fear. That's why I said, yeah, we're going to take precaution. We're going to be wise. We're going to do certain things. But no, nobody's coming up in here in fear. We coming up here in power. We coming up in here in love and a sound mind. That's how we're going to operate as far as this ministry is concerned. I don't want nothing done when it comes down to the ministry based upon fear. Because when you look at the true perspective as far as fear is concerned, we understand that Yah didn't give us the spirit of fear. That spirit is a mental disposition. It affects the mind. And those who operate in the spirit of fear now is not trusting Yah, and they have opened up the door for a whole lot of stuff to come into the church. It ain't happening. Ain't no spirit of fear coming up in here. Righteousness, power, love, and sound mind is what we're going to deal with. And it don't mean that someone is operating in fear because they have on a mask. It doesn't mean that someone is operating in fear if they decide to take the shot. It don't mean that someone is operating in fear if any other things happen. We have to understand that you know, how the way Yah leads somebody, that's what he does. Again, I have my own personal opinion. I've learned how to be patient. When something is not clear, wait. Stand still, Lord. Don't jump. That's why, I've always been like that. New pair of shoes come out. I don't go run and get them because everybody got them. I'm going to sit back. I ain't in no hurry to get it. I've always been that way. I don't ever do something because the masses are doing it. I don't ever let anybody influence my mind on what needs to be done. Yah is the only one who influences my mind. I'll listen to you, but the bottom line, Yah is going to be the influencer. That's what I'm saying. I'll listen to you, and there are certain things I do based upon you recommending. But when it comes down to it, Yah is my source. He's who I'm going to listen to in the final decision making. And so you got people who are out here who are operating in fear, and they're spreading this stuff in the news, they're spreading it in the media, and they're spreading all this information. Man, stand still. Get established in Yah. Quit letting all this stuff go in and out of your ear. So much stuff is going in and out of your ear that we can't hear Yah talking. Trust Yah. Yah just said, look, I'm established. You're established. In righteousness thou shalt be established. In righteousness, that's the only way you're going to stand now. You can't stand no other way. All these Pookas and these Keyshawns and Willie Joe and all them here that want to do it their way, they're going to be dropping like flies. Because they can't stand in their righteousness. They can't stand in their own understanding. They can't stand based upon their own mental disposition. Yah said, you got to stand in my mindset. The only way we're going to stand. See, when you do that, thou shalt be far from oppression. For thou shalt not fear. You not walk around here being timid and afraid. Afraid to breathe air. Afraid to cough. Afraid to sneeze. Afraid when somebody else cough. Afraid when somebody else sneeze. Because those are natural reactions in a lot of cases. But we've been so fearful now. Anybody sneeze, now we go to looking around think we just got something. Fear. Spirit. That's what it is. It says, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Near. I'm right in the middle of it. It's still not near me. I hear you, Yah. Right before your enemies, he'll put you a table. Here I'm sitting here dying and I'm eating, and I got a table prepared for me right before my enemies. He'll prepare a table before your enemies. I'll sit there and dine right in front of the devil, so to speak. I don't give him credit for nothing, but I'm just using it as a term. Because most people give him credit for everything. I dine in front of him. Because he can't come near me. There's a hedge about me, and that hedge is righteousness, and that righteousness is what I stand in, and it is what caused me to be established, to stand. That's why it says, verse 15, behold, they shall surely gather together. Oh yeah, there are people thinking about it. They're trying to figure out how to deal with us. They shall surely gather together. Oh, yeah. It's going to be one beast after another who is going to try. Always have in our past history. It's still happening to this day. It's always going to be a beast that is designed or have something set up to, as an instrument to try to take us out as the people of Yah. So we know they're gathering. The scripture teaches us that. Behold, they shall surely gather together. It's going to happen. But look what he says. But not by me. Then he has a colon. And he lets you know that anything that gathers together that's not been sent by him, what he's going to do. Whomsoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. That means if you stick me, if that's an instrument, that instrument is going to fall or fail for my sake. You can't put nothing in it to hurt me. So I'm not wearing it at all. Here's how you gauge this. So people, I have often said, they say, you know what? This is a sign of the mark of the beast. No, people have already been marked. People have been marked way back during the time when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, was making people bow before the golden image. When the mark is when the mind is influenced. And so people have been marked for generations. Fear is a mark. You got to see things from Yah's perspective and quit looking for chips and needles and different things like that to put stuff in you. The stuff in you is the spirit of fear, or things that Yah didn't impart into us by his spirit. Been marked with other things. Been marked with oppression. Been marked with fear. Been marked with doubt. Been marked with terror. So we got to understand what the mark truly is. So what I've been telling people is this, in order for them to understand how these things are working. What has to be understood, because people are saying, well, if they force us to take the stick, then does that mean that we're doomed? You know, because the scripture said, whoever take the mark of the beast, there's no possibility of salvation. That is what the scripture says. So as long as that word in verse 14, the second word in verse 14, stay intact, you ain't got to worry about your salvation. When they start trying to make me do stuff that compromise my righteousness, you got to fight now. You got to kill me now. Because the mark is a decision that's made by people who make a conscious decision. They're not going to fool you into taking a mark. You're going to take the mark. I'm saying you as a general term. You're going to take the mark. It's not going to be no secret. Ain't nobody going to stick you with something, and then all of a sudden your whole mind and all that is changed and all these different things. No. Yah said, no weapons formed against thee shall prosper. So you can't stick me and now change my mind. Yah's not going to allow you to change my DNA in my righteousness. It's time for the church to stand up now. So I'm willing to obey the laws of this land as long as it don't compromise my righteousness. The minute the laws of this land start to cause me to turn my back on my God, you got to fight me to the death. I'm willing to die for that cause. Are you? So as long as anything that's being set up that doesn't compromise your righteousness before Yah, that is not a mark. Because the mark compromises your righteousness before Yah. So anything that takes you out of the two words in verse 14, if it take you out of righteousness, as long as it's in righteousness, whatever goes on in life, remember this, whatever goes on in life, if it keeps you in righteousness, you're going to stand. It ain't going to harm you. But whatever is done and it takes you out of your righteousness, you better fight. You better stand up as the church. I'm not afraid of that can do damage to the body. I'm afraid of him who can both do damage, so to speak, to the soul and the body. Don't mess with my righteousness. That's when you got to fight. if they ever say, all who stick got to serve the devil from this point on. Oh, you got to fight right now. I stand on the mountaintop and said, you might well go ahead and do what you got to do now. And I ain't going down. I ain't going down, you know. Y'all know who I am. I ain't going down like no punk either. So, you going to take me out trying to take you back out. I ain't going to be one of them say, you know, you come through my door and I'm gonna pray. No, I'm going to bring the hat back. Whichever hat the biggest is the one that's going to get put on, so to speak, you know. So as we look at the scriptures here, it says, verse 15, behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. That's a stick. That's any other vaccine they're going to create as far as the future is concerned. Anything they put in place, Yah say, if it's not of me, if it's not my doing, it will not stand. It's going to fall for your sake. I'm very confident in it. Verse 16. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coal in the fire. I created the man who want to stick you. I'm the creator. That's what Yah said. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coal in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. Y'all said, when you look at it, if this virus, and I believe that it is, if this virus is man-made, y'all said, I created the nut to make it. Separating wheat from the tear. I'm going to judge that wicked rouster, though, the same way I used Nebuchadnezzar to whop your ancestors across their head and to beat them in submission, and the king of Assyria and the king of Egypt, the same way I used the Medo-Persian king and the Grecian king and the Romans all the way up to date, the same way I used them to whoop you in order, he said, I always create a destroyer, a waster to destroy. He said, but you got to understand, when you operate in righteousness, no weapon. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. In every tongue, any instrument, every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. That's why I tell people all the time, I don't have no reputation. You can't condemn me. I operate in righteousness. This is the heritage. I inherited this. You inherited this. This is the heritage of the servants of Yah, and our righteousness is of Yah, saith Yah. He said it. I'm convinced too. So I walk out of this house every day without fear. I walk out of your house or anybody else's house, any other building. It don't matter. I walk out every day without fear. I don't fear nothing because Yah didn't give me that. And if I find myself fearing, then I know I have just left trust in my God. And you have to understand the same thing. Now, as I get ready to close, I'm going to give you an example that this is true. Acts 28 verse 1 says, it says, and when they were escaped, then they knew the island was called Melita. This is Paul when he was shipwrecked. I'm going to verse chapter 27. I'm not going to do that. It says, and the barbarous men, a barbarous people, showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us everyone because of the present rain and because of the cold. In other words, they showed kindness. That's what that's basically saying. And then it says, and when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks, he laid them on the fire. Okay, when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper, that's a poisonous snake, of the heat. Now, the way you understand this is, you know, most people think, well, okay, he was putting the sticks on the fire and the viper jumped out of the fire. No, the viper was in the sticks. He's wrapped up in the sticks. And when he got, you know, laid the stick on the fire, the viper came out of that them sticks because of the heat of the flame. That's what that's saying. And he fastened on his hand in verse 3, the bottom part, latter part. It said, when the barbarian saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he had escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live. It says, now, and Paul shook off the beast snake, into the fire and felt no harm, no weapon. The same way, if it's the case, like some people are saying, if the stick is something that's detrimental to the physical body, no weapon. Like the same as a snake was venomous to the body, no weapon. He felt no harm. Verse 6, howbeit they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly, but after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds, mental disposition. At first, they was operating in the spirit of fear. They changed their minds, okay, and said he was a god. Now, from their perspective, they thought he was something supernatural, as far as you know, some type of deity was concerned. They thought he was God because, you know, the poisonous snake didn't kill him. But the scripture also says that. Let me find it. So it was written in John, but it's in the Old Testament. Why we know, okay? How do we know, basically? So as we look at John 10, verse 34, it says, Yehoshua answered them, is it not written in your law? I said, ye are gods. Now we look at that, that's not saying we're a little G. You get some preachers that say we're a little deity, we're a little G, you're a little God. No, that ain't what it's saying. When you look at the word God here, we are judges. And I have to show you this. Let me pull Isaiah 54 to see that this manifested. Isaiah 54, verse 17 again. Now, okay, when you look at verse 17, it says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise up against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Paul condemned them. Condemned them. Paul condemned them. See, when you look at I have said ye are gods. Let me, it's in Psalms. I'm just doing a cross reference. No. Okay. When you look at, I thought it was Psalms 82 and 6. I just wanted to make sure. So I'm going to pull up another Bible here because I want you to see what took place here. Okay, now I'll pull up John 10 and 10 again. Okay. I'll pull up Psalm 82 here. The scripture is awesome when we learn how to see it through Yah's eyes. Psalms 82, verse 6. Psalms 82, verse 6 says, I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are the children of the Most High. So the children of the Most High are classified as gods. Now, what are gods now? When you look at gods, it says Elohim, but you have to understand the definition, because we're not Elohim. But as you continue down to the bottom of the verse, it gives the true meaning of what we are as his children. We're judges. And John 10, verse 34, confirms this. Okay? Isaiah 54, 17 confirms this. That the gods are judges, not little deities. And we're going around saying, we little gods, we little deities. No, we're judges. I have said, ye are gods. Judges. We're going to stick with that word, because we'll look at other scriptures to confirm this is why this is what it's saying. I have said, ye are judges, and all of you are children of the Most High. That's why we are the judges. We are the gods of the earth. Okay? But it's judges now. Now, this scripture, John 10:34, Christ is quoting Psalms 82, verse 6. Yehoshua answered them, is it not written in your law? Psalms 82 is the law. Okay? We know the five first books of the Bible is the law of Moses, but the entire scriptures are the laws of Yah. That's why he says, not written in your law. Psalms is the law. Is the law. Okay? He says, is it not written? Verse 34, middle of the screen. Yehoshua answered them, is it not written in your law? I said, ye are gods. If he called them gods unto whom the word of Yah came, who did the word of Yah come to? Israel. So he's not calling all men gods. He's saying, because the word came to you, Israel, you are the gods of the earth. I'm a God of the earth. You're a God of the earth. Because the word came to our nation. But you have to understand what that means. And you understand it because Paul operated as a God. I'm going to pull up the scripture again now. One more book. Okay. I'm going to use it here. And you're going to see where you're going to see this clearly. Acts 28 again. And I'm going to start moving out of some of these. So we see what John 10 and 10 is saying. He's quoting it from Psalms 82. So we'll go out of that. Psalms 82 verse 6, we see it. Now, Christ again says, Yehoshua answered them, is it not written in your law? I said, ye are gods. Judges. So let's look at the judges now. We're the children of the Most High. The scripture was given to us as a nation. We were to... Oh, Yah. Okay, Yah just keeps speaking and he keeps saying, I got to do this right. Here's when we were made judges. Exodus 19 verse 4. We'll start at verse 4. Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then shall ye be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation, royal rule. Rulers. Okay, now when you look at this royal rule, It is what Paul is doing here based upon Isaiah 54 verse 17. Read it again. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. You're the judge. This is the heritage. In other words, as the righteous, it is our heritage to stand and be judges to the world by letting them know this is what happens when you operate in righteousness. What were the men doing? Let's read it. Verse 4, Acts 28, to the left of the screen. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on Paul, they said among themselves, no doubt he is a murderer. Judgment. Whom, though he had escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live. And he shook off the beast in the fire and felt no harm as a god. Judge. Howbeit they look when they should have when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. Judges. Judgment. But after they had looked at a great while, they saw no harm come to him. They changed their mind and said that he was a god. Judge. Man, there's something going on with this dude that is not normal. How did he get bit by a poisonous snake? And all laws say that when a poisonous snake bites you, you're supposed to swell and you're supposed to even possibly die. But yet this man have no harm, no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise up against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Why? Because you're operating in righteousness. So if any man or any weapon, any agenda, any instrument, anything that tries to come against us in order to bring us down, no weapon, we're going to condemn it. Why? Because we're the gods of the earth. We're the royal rulers. Do you know that when Christ returns and we're gathered back into our homeland, that we are going to have to go all over the world to teach the people the law, statutes, and judgments of Yah? You are the judges. You are the gods of the earth. No Gentile is going to be teaching the world when Christ returned. The same way he gave the mission to the disciples who were all of the nation of Israel lineage to go out and preach the gospel. If they had went out, they did to a certain perspective, but I'll put it this way. If everyone had kept the doctrines by which they taught, we have a world of righteousness. Because the same doctrine was taught by the disciples, that was taught by Christ, and that was passed down to them through the laws of Moses by Yah. And if all those things had stayed intact, this world would be completely different than what it is today. And so when Christ returns, he's going to take the gods of the earth, the judges. We're going to go into all nations and teach the things of Yah. That's in the scriptures. Israel is going to teach the world. And so when they looked at Paul that day, they was like, man, this man is a god. They understood it from their corner perspective. But we understand it from our righteousness perspective. Paul was a god. He was a judge. He showed them that if you operate in righteousness, no weapon formed against you can prosper. So we walk in full confidence as I get ready to close. And we understand in verse 14, in righteousness shall thou be established. It is the only thing that we're going to be able to stand in these last days. in righteousness thou shalt be established. Not in you, not in your own ideals, not in your own gift, not in your own anointing, not in your own intelligence. In righteousness thou shalt be established. In righteousness we shall stand. Y'all ready for his gods to go forth? His judges. Not these folk running around here think they got, they, you know, they deity. No. Mm-mm. Like they're equal with the Most High. That's crazy. Ain't no little G. As in a little deity or a little Godhead or however way they look at it. No. We're judges. That's what the gods are. And we are gods because we're the children of the Most High. So I just wanted to share that with you, and from this day forth, you have complete confidence in your righteousness, because that's all we got. When it boils down to it, that's all we got. That's all we have, y'all, is our righteousness, and it was given to us as a heritage. Walk in that heritage. Put your mask on if you need to, but don't think that establishes your righteousness. Don't think that establishes your ability that no weapon formed against you can prosper. Okay? Balance it. Understand it. And walk by faith. Keep your trust in Yah. That's the most important thing. Trust Yah. Okay? Because we ain't seen nothing yet. The scriptures have prepared us for these days. Y'all know, those who've been with me a while, y'all know I've been preaching this stuff 20 some years. You know, a lot of folks thought I was nuts. You know, I think I'm nuts most of the time. You know, a lot of folks were saying that joke of that is nuts. He be saying a whole bunch of stuff don't make no sense. I ain't saying it now. I'm getting a whole lot of inboxes and phone calls and these and that and stuff. Can you pray for me and all this kind of, yeah, this nut starting to make some sense, ain't it now? Oh, this is the scripture just laid it out. And bless Yah, he just give us the, you know, he just chose us to be a church that walk in understanding of the scriptures, and I appreciate his blessed enlightenment of the scriptures. Ain't nothing I've done. I'm just a recipient. It's my heritage. That's all. I'm just walking in my heritage. Okay. All right. Any questions, comments? We good? Nothing. I'm going to go ahead and close. All righty. Father, y'all, we just bless you for just encouraging us on tonight and to keep our focus, you know, to lead and guide us to keep our focus on you. And we thank you for your spirit and to realize, you know, us even realizing that you didn't give us a spirit of fear, but you gave us your power and your love and a sound mind. And we thank you that we're established in righteousness and no weapon formed against us can prosper. We're excited to know this. We're excited to be your children. We're excited to be the judges of the earth, whereby we stand in that righteousness and condemn anything that is not of you. And we bless you for that. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen.